We now continue with our discussion of the mitzvah and the ceremony done with the Aravos in the Beis HaMikdash. K'ma'aseyu v'chol, just like the mitzvah was done during the week, kach ma'aseyu v'Shabbos, so too, when Shabbos would fall out on Hoshana Rabbah, it would be done the same exact way, except, ella, shehayu malakten oisam, they would gather up the Aravos me'erev Shabbos, from before Shabbos, u'manichen oisam, and they would put them, begigi ois shel zahav, in golden tubs that were filled with water, k'dei shel yichmoishu, so that they would not wilt. Rabbi Yechon ben Breika Omer, Rabbi Yechon ben Breika says, Charyos shel dekel hayu mivien. It was not aravos that this mitzvah was done with, but actually branches of date palms, similar to the lovin. The chayvtin oisam vakaka, and they would be beaten into the ground, betzidei hamizbeach, on the sides or next to the mizbeach. The oisai hayim, and that day, nikrayel chibut charyos. It was called the day of the beating of the branches. Now, according to most Rishonim, Rabbi Yechon ben Breika disagreed with the Tanakama and the other Tanaim with regard to how the mitzvahs of the aravos were done every single day of Sukkot, and that on every single day, instead of aravos, he said you would bring in date palm branches. However, the Meiri and the first opinion of the Ritva say that no, this was only on Hoshana Rabbah, and that's why we say Ve'oisei Hayayim, that day, referring to Hoshana Rabbah, was called the day of the beating of the branches. Mishnah Zayin. Now, there are two completely different ways of learning this Mishnah. We will do first the Pshat according to Rashi. Miyad hatinaikis, from the hands of the children, shaimtin es lulvehim, the adults would grab their lulavs of oichon esregehen, and they would eat their esregen. And so according to Rashi, what was going on was, on Hoshana Rabbah, after everybody was finished with all the mitzvahs hayayim, that were done with the Abraminim at least, in the general celebration that would be happening, adults would be grabbing the lulavim from the hands of Ketanim, and they would be grabbing their esregim as well and eating them. And Rashi says that because this was the accepted custom at the time, it was not considered stealing. The second pshat given in Tosfos, according to, I believe, the Rush and the Rav, learned this Mishnah completely differently. And according to them, it reads as follows. Miyad, immediately, and we're talking about immediately after the mitzvahs were finished on Hoshana Rabbah, hatinaikis shaimten es lulveihem, the children would loosen their lulav bundles. And the reason for doing this was, in the general celebration that was going on, they would be playing with the lulavim, v'oichun esregehem, and they would eat their esregim. And that is how they learn the Mishnah. And so that is how the Mishnah is read according to this pshat.